If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
There is no more messing around. The New York Mets have to extend Pete Alonso and make him a New York Met for life. Pete Alonso, who is about to break the record for most home runs as a New York Met this year. He's going to do it. We're at 24 home runs and counting right now to go until he breaks the Darryl Strawberry record for home runs at 252, which is what Darryl Strawberry has. With 24 more home runs, he'll have 253. But that being said, Pete Alonso, he is fully relaxed. The pressure is off. He got paid last year, or going into this year, he got paid $30 million, and he looks as comfortable as ever. I'm not sure why the pressure he felt over the past, last year in particular. I mean, I do. He wanted to make a ton of money. Hello? But now he is calm. He is focused as ever before, and the real Pete Alonso is what we are watching right now. This has always been the Pete Alonso that was in the blue and orange that we've watched for years, that came up and hit 53 home runs in his rookie season. This is the Pete Alonso, and actually a better version of Pete Alonso than that, because on top of him being an offensive weapon, a threat like no other, he also plays a hell of a good defense at first base. I mean, finally people are starting to recognize that the guy is actually valuable. And the message to David Stern is fully set. This is not going to be just a quick opening day stunt for about a week or two, and back to whatever Pete Alonso had done the past year. No, this is who he was. This is exactly who Pete Alonso was for the first few seasons. The guy who hit 260 on a regular basis. The guy who had no problem punching 53 home runs in his rookie season. This is the guy that the Mets fans have wanted the past 2 years. And listen, I would say in 2023 with the 46 home runs, he was there. He had some moments that were positive. I mean, hitting 46 home runs is not a joke. He just didn't have the average to go with it. And I know it's a small sample size. It's only seven games. Hell, it was just the Mets' home opener. But it's not like he hasn't done it in the past. It's not like he didn't do it last year in the wild card game to send them to the NLDS. This is Pete Alonso. Last year, I said it all year long. If you watch him in the home run derby, that was basically a microcosm of the entire 2024 season. He never got in a groove. End of story. He could not find himself. He could not find a groove. But when he is on, and my God, Pete Alonso is on right now. There is nobody that I'd prefer to back up behind Juan Soto than Pete Alonso on this New York Mets roster. And David Stearns, Steve Cohen, the message is sent. Keep Pete Alonso here for life. That's it. Hey, listen, this was basically a one-year deal coming in. And I think I think Pete Alonso realized it. I think Pete Alonso has realized that the Mets were so strong with their conviction that it's it. Like, you know, he's going to come back. He'll have the experience with Juan Soto and Lindor and this entire lineup. And it's going to be a great, fun year for the New York Mets. And the offense is going to be there. At least for him, the offense is going to be there. But there's going to be a ton of opportunities batting behind Juan Soto. And he's already seen them already. And just be patient. Lay off that outside pitch that he swung at a billion times and missed last year. A little sloppy last year, for sure. But it looks like he is in complete control, seeing the ball better than ever. And guess what? I know this might, you know, be something that people don't like to hear. His age, he's now played in seven games at the age of 30. He is a young 30. He's played seven games at the age of 30. So I understand that that number might scare you, but he's played seven games at the age of 30. This is Pete Alonso. This Pete Alonso needs to be a New York Met forever. And there's no more games to be played. Get it done. And yeah, you might have, and not for nothing, but between Pete Alonso, Scott Boris, this may actually work out. I know a lot of people saying get rid of Scott Boris. This was a bad play for Pete Alonso to get Scott Boris. It may have been a bad play for this past offseason, but somebody is now going to sign Pete Alonso after what he does this year. Somebody's going to sign him to big, big money. And it better be the New York Mets. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. Again, you can always hit me up as always at Hoff, WFAN. And don't forget to download that Odyssey app if you miss anything at all throughout the morning, throughout the, from yesterday too, if you wanted to hear Keith, you won't miss anything from BT and Sal, whatever it is, go to the Odyssey app, download it. And then hit that rewind button if you want to go back and check it out. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. Steve is up first in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what a game today, man.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting to me, though. This is what makes, I think, the Mets season this year way more fun than last previous years. Just look at our first three in the lineup. And if you have a man on second, and, of course, with less than two outs, you want to then put a man on first. And then all of a sudden, somebody by the name of Mr. Nimmo, wants to then jump on that first pitch. The fact that we have to now have the pitching staff of the other team realize you're going through a lineup that, okay, if you want to walk this guy, pitch around this guy, pitch around this guy. And we also have a young catcher right now who is not even playing, who when he comes in, just, you know, that's going to have another level of that injected fervor, like, you know, that youngness that they say, like piss and vinegar. But it's just great to be a Mets fan, man. This was a beautiful win, and we take
it's
every
so,
game.
Steve, it's so much different than last year. Remember last year? And again, last year, team that went to the NLCS started 0-5, had that dreadful series against the Tigers where, you know, you have Gary Cohen basically talk about have the Mets hit rock bottom, and they go on to, you know, be 11 games under 500. This team has started off. Listen, I'm not saying that they're red hot. I'm not saying that they've gone the opposite. They're rather than starting off 0-5, they're 5-0. No, they're 4-3. But it's much nicer, and you could see it. You could see the team is completely improved.
So the first time I ever called you, Pete, though, was all about the Pete Alonso situation. Like, remember, we went back and forth because you're like, ah, they never get rid of him. Then we went through it. I think this was, of course, the right move. Mets fans, we never wanted to lose him. We never want to lose him. And he has come back with a vengeance. And I'll be honest, that ball, today, that was just a beautiful home run. Side note, was this Evan's dad's first time on a Rico? So we got to get that man back on. And make sure BT pays.
Yes. We will, and we'll get into all that stuff. We will get into all that. Good call, Steve. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, was it the first time that, that might be the first cameo by Evan Roberts' dad. I don't recall him doing another episode, at least not being on a full-time one. Maybe he dropped by again, but no. That, I believe, is the first time that Evan's dad has been on an episode of Rico Bronya. But yeah, just great opening, home opener. You have Tyler McGill just have an amazing pitching performance again. And you talk about a guy now who's pitched two of the last 3 years at home, home openers, and has been phenomenal. Is it 2 of 3 or 3 of 4? Now I'm blanking on that. But regardless, Tyler McGill continues to get the ball at home run openers and performs well. And listen, if he could do this all season long, guy's got a spot in the rotation. Think about if Tyler McGill can actually handle or be half as good of what he's been on opening day. Guy's got a spot in the rotation permanently. And you throw him in there with a Kodai Senga, with David Peterson, if Griffin Cannon can keep it up, and once Sean Bonilla comes back, it's actually pretty nasty. It's actually a pretty nasty pitching rotation, and David Stearns nails it again. Now, again, Tyler McGill and David Peterson here long before David Stearns, but that pitching lab, maybe that has unlocked something a little bit more, but we got to see it. Oh, and also we forget about Clay Holmes. I don't know if the Clay Holmes experiment is really going to work, but we'll get into that a little bit more. 888-808-1019. Jeffrey is in Waldwick. Jeffrey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to run something by you. By the way, I love this show. I'm a Yankee fan, but I was just calling in regard to I think we're praising Pete Alonso a little too much. I think it's a little too early in the season. It's only game 7.
Oh, okay.
I think we should give it until at least a quarter to half of the season, because we've seen Pete Alonso go into big time slumps.
I understand that, but I've also seen Pete Alonso be like this. Like, for every time that you say that he's been in big time slumps, he's also had these moments too. And you go back to years prior, like in 2019 and 2021, he's had these moments and we've ignored them. We've said, oh, he's not that good. He's not that impressive. Nobody needs him. His defense isn't that improved. I mean, you have to start to realize that there's certain aspects of Pete Alonso that we've dismissed because last year was a bad year for him. Last year, he had 34 home runs, had 88 RBIs. He batted 240, and everyone said that this guy is washed, he's done, he's trending to Chris Davis. That's not the case. He had one of the worst years for him last year, and he still put up good numbers that anybody else in baseball would have loved to have.
I agree, but with a batting average of .240, he's a home run or strikeout type of guy, and I just don't see him. I think we have to let it ride a little bit, to praise him to what he actually really is. I mean, I'm happy that he got a contract with the Mets, and he deserves to be a Met for life. But again, it's still a bit too early.
He was, up until 2023, Pete Alonso was more like a .260 hitter. Again, 2019, .260. 2020, which was, I don't even count that year, but it was he 60 games or 57 games, he batted .231. But in 2021, he batted .262. In 2022, he batted .271. His OPS was always above 800 in all those years. And then in 2023, even though his OPS was over 800, it was 821, the batting average dipped a ton to .217. That was the random year. That was the one that was like, oh, that doesn't fit. He's not like that. Then last year, the .240, he brought it up with an OPS of .788. But that year, we know he struggled last year. Jeffrey, and thanks so much for a phone call. I understand that it's seven games in. But this Pete Alonso, I have seen before for multiple times, multiple years. 2019, 2021, and 2022, for example, I've seen this Pete Alonso. So it's not like it's a random occurrence and, oh, well, it's going to fall off. He's going to be the next, I believe it was Chris Singleton, who had 10 home runs in the first month of a season one year and then completely fell off the face of the earth. Or Chris Davis, like I said, with the Baltimore Orioles, who had all those years, signed a huge contract, and then couldn't bat, his weight. No. Pete Alonso looks more locked in than I've ever seen before. And now he's got somebody in front of him who people are scared to pitch to. People are scared to pitch to Juan Soto. And they are settling. Settling to pitch to Pete Alonso. And you've seen it. Plus, he's got a better focus now. He's got a better feel. He got that monkey off his back last year in the wild card game versus the Brewers, versus one of the best closing pitchers in the league. It's just a fact. Devin Williams, whether you're a Yankee hater or just don't want to, or ignoring the fact of how good Devin Williams is, he is one of the elite pitchers in baseball. And Pete Alonso took a shot and put it over the right field fence and put the Mets in the NLDS and beat the Milwaukee Brewers off of one swing. Pete Alonso did that. And ever since then, he's been locked in. Now, it sucks that we had to have, all this time off in between from the playoffs till now. But he is there. We've said it from day one. Once he sat down, once he signed that contract, he seems like a different person. This is the guy that we hadn't seen since 2022. Even 2023. I'll tell you, 2023, he was still good. You might say, well, because he batted .217, he wasn't good. But everything else was good. You take his extra base hits. I mean, the guy had 69 extra base hits in 2023. The OPS was a little bit low, but .821 is still good. 118 RBIs. Again, 46 home runs. You take that. That's amazing. So we're sitting here and saying, oh, well, it's too soon to say that he's back. It's not. It's not. And we've seen it very early. And it's going to be a hell of a season for Pete Alonso. And guess what? He's going to get paid. He's going to get paid by somebody. And me, it's got to be the New York Mets who pays him. And he's got to be here for life. 888-808-1110. 101.9. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. We'll take more calls. There's a lot to get into. There's a lot going on. Obviously, the Yankees win as well. There's also somebody else in town who is just continuing to crush the ball. He does play right field, and he plays in the Yankees uniform. We'll get into that more. 888-808-1019. But right now, Pete Alonso, it's no more messing around. Give the guy what he deserves, and he deserves to be in the record books for the Mets, not just for one more year, but for the rest of his career. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Hit me up at Hoff WFAN.